to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you the devotional Promises for Your Everyday Life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Tell somebody it's in you. We've used faith over the last decades for things. I'm believing God for this. And it's not wrong, but there's a much bigger picture and a need to use your faith to access His grace. If I might share this little testimony, my son was sharing some stuff with my wife and I last night, some real exciting things that are happening. But we were coming to church this morning. I said, you know, our son is experiencing that word serendipity. In other words, he's just walking in a way that is pleasing to God. He's not seeking after a whole lot of things. He's just walking away. But in that path, he's having happy discoveries. Stuff has overtaken him. Opportunities knocking on his door. People are coming across his path. That's that serendipity we're talking about. See, when you use your faith properly to access grace, you don't have to pursue a lot of things. They're going to pursue you. Huh? Everywhere I go and everything I do, wealth overtakes me. Now, come on, that's our confession. Prosperity follows me. Stuff finds me. While I look for Jesus, it's looking for me. That's grace. See, that's grace. That's the Zoe life. That's the abundant life that God has called us to. Instead of you, see, the Gentiles seek after all this other stuff. They do a diligent search. They spend their time, their energy, everything, their money, seeking after these things. And the Lord said, don't seek these things. These things I will add to you if you seek first my kingdom. All right. Unbelief doesn't believe in the honesty of God. Going to the Hebrews chapter 2. Let's look at verse 14. For as much as then the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Okay? So here we see, we talked about pride, now we're looking at fear or unbelief. Unbelief equates to fear. All right? The heart of the sin nature is that of fear. In other words, the heart of the sin nature, the old eradicated nature, it's not a desire to do evil. It just doesn't have the power to do what is right. Do you understand? That fallen nature is desire. You know, there are people in the world that are, let me say, good people. They do good. They're not evil people. In the sight of God, they're evil because of their unbelief toward Him. But as far as morality and humanism, they give money towards, you know, causes. They give to charities. They love people and do well by people. But see, we're not talking about that. Because see, if you really looked at that, some sinners outdo you with that. So some sinners will give more than you give. Some sinners will work harder than you will work. Amen. they got us on some of those things. But that doesn't make them righteous. We got them on the fact that I am righteous because of Christ. And that's all the difference in the world. Because, see, they cannot access God's grace by doing those things. Your performance doesn't amount to anything if it's aside from your faith in his righteousness. Do you understand? See, we've been made righteous once forever. When you mess up, that mess up doesn't mean that you are unrighteous. Because your standing before God is always that of righteous. And that's what you have to hold on to, especially when you're going through tough trials, having to make tough decisions. And, you know, you get angry or things happen. And you got to understand, no, I am the righteous. I'm still the righteousness of God. God is still on my side. God will still guide me. See, the thing is, God is not like people. Somebody should have shouted on that. I thank God he's not like folks, because people, when you make a mess up or even make a mistake, a legitimate mistake, people sometimes will hold you hostage. That was 2 years ago. But they still see you in light of that mistake. See, about God, when God says, see, when you confess to him, when you've made a mistake, when you confess to him, he said, when you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse. You know what? God forgets it right there. That's one thing about God, he's forgetful. When it comes to sin, when it comes to mess ups, when it comes to your yesterday, God is easy to forget it. You have to understand this, because you got more people that are laden, heavy laden with stuff today, still living in their past, still holding on to something somebody said about them. When God cut that off the moment, amen, you talk to him about God, cut it off. So what really matters, what people really think versus what God is thinking? That's where the dilemma is a lot of times. People are trying to, you know, get people to see them in a certain way, when what's important is, how is God seeing you? Let me tell you something. Here's the honest to goodness truth. Can I be truthful with you? Well, you know I'll be truthful with you, right? Many times, the closer you get to God and the more you please God, sometimes the more difficulty you have with people. You would think when you're pleasing God, everybody be on board with you. Rah, rah, rah. As a matter of fact, the Lord got some verses where he said, blessed are you when men shall persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Now, it's not always like that, but sometimes it's like that. You would think that people would rejoice with you and celebrate you when you're serving God with all your heart. That's when they distance themselves, separate themselves from you, start talking about you and thinking evil of you. Say amen, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. But it's a good thing. Tell somebody, it's all good. If God be for you, who can be against you? I said, if God be for you, who can be against you? He says, those that are incensed against you are going to be made ashamed when you get your breakthrough. Those that wanted you to fail, didn't want you to succeed, talked about you, lied on you, cheated you, all that stuff, they're going to be ashamed and confounded when you break through, when God brings you to the place that he's promised to bring you to. Amen. I think of Joseph's brethren when they thrown him in the pit, thought they were through with him. I mean, God flipped the script on them. Yeah, you did. You meant it for evil, but I meant it for good. There's no counsel against God. Enemy spirits, enemies that manifest themselves through people can plot and scheme all they like, but there is no counsel against God. There's nothing they can scheme against God. Amen. Now, the heart of the sin nature is fear. Men are afraid of God, so they don't trust him. They don't trust him. So look at this. They turn to sin for gratification or fulfillment. You see, if you're not trusting God, you're going to turn to something to fill that void. Because in every man, every human being created, everyone that's of age, there's a void. Let me say there's a void. There's a spot in your heart, in your life that nothing can feel but God's presence, and trust in God. Are you hearing? So men being afraid of God and being prideful, they turn from God, but that void is there, so they have to find gratification. So some pursue money, some pursue power, some illicit sex, you name it. It's all out there, drugs, crime, trying to fulfill a void that only God himself can inhabit. Amen. All the money in the world will do you no good on your deathbed. If you owned everything, you know, if you could sit with someone that has been a billionaire and really ask them some pointed questions about the many sorrows, burdens, warfares they've had because they've had so much. If somebody would tell you the God honest truth, they probably would indeed tell you that it's not all about that. See, that minus God, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? Remember the rich man and that said, you know, my barns, I've got so much, I have to tear down my barns and build many bigger barns to bestow all my goods. It was about goods. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Now, whose things shall those be that you're storing up? When people don't trust God, they turn to sin for gratification. Now, let me make a ballpark statement. All people that are lost, and we love them. God loves them. We love them. This is not a criticism or judgment. All people that are lost are in the flesh. They are governed by their own abilities. Even though God's given them gifts and such, they are governed by their own abilities. They don't have access to his grace. God reigns on the just and the unjust, but as far as relationally, they don't have access. They are not righteous. And the only way to access God's grace is through righteousness. Now remember that verse that says, we are saved by grace through faith. Somebody say, through faith. That's why you, in every facet of your life, you have to allow faith to operate. Sometimes we let our head get in the way and reason takes over. Now, there are times we need to reason things out, and there's a place for that. But overall, the just shall live by faith. Tell somebody, you got to live by faith. In other words, you got to live by what comes out of your spirit. Now, when our soul, where that component of reasoning is, when our soul prospers, then that reasoning won't stand in the way of your faith. But if it doesn't prosper, faith is wanting to come out and God is speaking to your heart, but your head is saying something else. Your heart is saying, go for it. Your heart is saying, this is God's plan. But your head is saying, ain't nobody ever did this before. Where am I going to get the money for it? Well, I don't know anybody. I don't have the education for it. And so your head shuts down God's plan, your reasoning. But if your reasoning, if your soul prospers, see, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. As your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your affections, your reasoning, all the faculties of the body, the eyes, the ears, as you prosper there and you come into alignment with the Word of God, I go as far as to say this, your health will change. You may have a little bout with something here and there, but I mean your overall health will change. You'll be younger. More vibrant. Why? The Word will give you life.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 14 of Mega Grace, The Heart of Grace, part 3. We must take heed regarding our unbelief, for whatever is not of faith is sin. We should not depart from the living God because of an evil heart. From our spirit, we are incapable of sin. We are the righteousness of God. This is the foundation on which we must stand. The purpose of grace is to empower and not execute us. Grace needs to be accessed so we don't fall short. Jesus is our example. He accessed grace. We must follow his example so his glory may shine brighter and brighter among us. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember,